You're listening to the Coach's Corner on KGGF. I'm Matt Jordan, and joining me now is the head coach of the Golden Tornado, Coach Darren Wagner.
All right, Coach, heading into week 4, maybe not with the record you'd have liked, but you've played a couple really close games, and you got a big win week 2. What did you see, you know, some of the positives, some of the negatives from the Lubbock County game?
Well, first of all, we still really like our football team. We're a good football team. We've got 2 close losses to the teams that were picked 1 and 2 in our league, and we're disappointed, but we're not down about our team. We felt like, you know, to be honest, we really felt like after week 3, if we could be 2 and 1, if we could have split with those two, then we have a chance. Then we would have had a chance to win the league, you know. And we lost 2 close games. We're basically 1-score games most of the way. And wasn't able to get it done. But our kids still know we're a good football team. We're still really excited about the rest of our year. You know, some of the positives is we've really thrown the football pretty well this year. Our kids are catching it well. We've gotten a lot better at protecting Jalen than we did week 1. Pass protection is still a little bit of an issue. That's why we used some tight ends a little bit against Lubbock County to try to give a little bit more time. But they took the run away from us. That was a little disappointing. They probably won the battle in the box, and no one's really done that yet. But we still feel like we're a good offensive team. Defensively, the biggest negative is we got to get off the field on 3rd down. I mean, that's the bottom line. We went back and charted each game, and most of Fort Scott and Lubbock County's points in the losses came after they converted a 3rd and long. And by 3rd and long, we're talking double digits, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 12, stuff like that. So that's been a point of emphasis for us, and we got to get better at winning 3rd down.
I felt like you guys did a pretty good job of containing Easton Dean. He's a very, very good athlete. You can see it. I mean, he's the biggest kid on the field, and, you know, he made plays, and he's going to, but I don't feel like he ever just absolutely – you know, ran over you guys at any point.
No, he's a tough guy to defend because obviously he can throw it down the field, and he's got a really good arm, and he's 6'7", so he sees the field well for, you know, an SEK quarterback. Frustrating thing was they had the ball a lot in the second half, and it was him falling for 3, 4, and 5 yards. If you don't get his hat turned around, the kid falls forward, there's another 3 yards. And they just kind of took the air out of the ball a little bit, it seemed like, because we felt like we were moving it there. We found something in the second half, and we actually pinned them deep a couple times, and we were not able to get – after we flipped the field, we weren't able to get it back, and a lot of it's because they just put it in his hands, and he kind of controlled the game there for the second half.
Hey, you guys come out second half, you score almost immediately. And then, Trey Myrie takes that pass all the way to the end zone, and then they come out, they kind of answer a little later, and then they get the ball back, and they go on that really long drive to make it 28-14.
Yeah, we're down a score when we get intercepted, and you know, we didn't throw a very good ball, we didn't run a very good route. It was kind of we were trying to take a deep shot on a post route and underthrown a little bit, and they picked it, and that's where they got, you know, then they went down and got the, you know, the closing score, the separating score, whatever you want to call it. But that, you know, we had a lot of little things in there that we need to clean up. And the biggest thing was we called 1 run play in the second half, and we threw it every other down. And so we had several drives there where, you know, we'd move it 30, 40 yards, and then we would stagnate. And we weren't as balanced as we usually are. You know, we're usually running the football, getting it out on screens and quick game. But you got to tip your hat to Lubbock County. I mean, they took some of our inside run game away. They won the battle in the trenches and made us a little bit more one-dimensional than we want to be.
All right, well, let's talk about the game coming up. You've got – it's homecoming week, and homecoming is this Friday, which, you know, gets a team excited for a game anyway. But then you add on top of that it's a rival, you know, right down the road, rival and Independence. What are you looking at heading into Friday?
Well, we're glad – we think Independence comes at the right time because there's – we know we're a good football team, but we're a little bit bummed out. with our, you know, we expected to be better than 1-2. We got high expectations for ourselves. So I think it's a good week. You got the, you know, there's some distractions that come with homecoming. I don't know a football coach that likes homecoming, because you just want to focus on the game. But we got a rival coming in. It's at our place. We get to play at home. And I think the kids are hungry, and our focus is really on us. It's not as much on Independence. We need to fix ourselves on a few things and clean ourselves up. You know, Coach Bulger will have his guys ready to go, but we just need to clean stuff up and play a little bit cleaner football for 48 minutes.
All right. So who are you looking at maybe step up this Friday?
Well, I think it'll be a group effort. First of all, defensively, they're going to run the football at us. They're going to trap us. They're going to do some gap stuff. So defensive line play, guys like Jaden Crawford and Titus Woodward and Clayton Wallace and Brandon Berger, we need to do a good job up front, taking that inside run game away. And then on the perimeter, our outside backers and our inside backers, you know, Ethan Camp, Brendan Graham, CJ Kelly, we really need to be fitting the run and taking the perimeter stuff away. And, you know, hopefully we can get these guys in third and long and get off the field this week, because they're a run first team. So we need to take the run away and make them do something they don't necessarily want to do. Offensively, we just need to keep spreading the ball around. Jalen does a pretty good job with the box count that's loaded. You know, we run a lot of RPOs, so we don't really know where the ball's going. If it doesn't look good inside, it gets spit out on the perimeter. And he does a good job of that, so he needs to keep that going. And Independence blitzes a lot. So they're a little bit scary because they could be bringing 5 and 6 every single snap. So we linemen have to have their heads up in the run game and make sure that they're blocking their gap down, that we're not letting run through happen so that they're getting tackles for loss or sacks in the pass game. So we're concerned about picking up the blitzes and things like that that Independence is going to do.
All right. Well, good luck Friday. Good luck as you prepare this week as well, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thank you.
This has been the Coach's Corner on KGGF. I'm Matt Jordan, and thanks to Coach Darren Wagner from Field-Kinley High School for joining me today.